Should you buy a laptop with an 8th gen or 9th gen core CPU? It's all about cores and clocks. On May 1st by Gordon Maung in PC World. Reader's note, there are charts in the article which could not be verbally reproduced. Other than Core i9, the rest of the 9th generation lineup offers just incremental improvements. Now that Intel's latest 9th gen Core mobile chips are on the way, it's time to figure out whether it'll be worth it to pay top dollar for the new chip, buy or keep a laptop with an 8th gen CPU, plenty of current models remain available, or upgrade from your 6th gen or 7th gen model. The issues from generation to generation. In many cases, we've said you can wait a few years before upgrading. The 8th generation jump was an exception. It represented one of the biggest laptop CPU improvements in a long time, worthy of upgrading even from a 7th gen chip. With the 9th gen, however, we're mostly back to the incremental clock speed upgrades we've seen from Intel for years. That's not to say it's all underwhelming, because you can get that fancy new 802.11ax/Wi-Fi 6, too. But for those interested in speed boosts, the sparse improvements in core counts mean you can largely ignore this series except for the Core i9 lineup. 9th Gen Core i7 versus 8th Gen Core i7. Mild uptick. After driving into the specs of Intel's 9th Gen Core i5 and Core i7, the short answer is small clock bumps at best. For example, the 9th Gen Core i7-9850H shares the same base clock, the clock speed the CPU drops to in a worst-case scenario, of 2.6 GHz with its ancestor, the Core i7-8850H. But the 9th Gen sees a 7% increase in turbo boost clocks, the best-case scenario for the CPU. It's a bit better for the Core i7-9750H, which gets a 400 MHz increase in both base clock and turbo boost over the Core i7-8750H it replaces. That works out to about a 15% jump in base clock and 9% in turbo boost. While the actual laptop cooling design greatly influences the performance you see, we've already seen one 9th Gen Core i7, and it agrees with the numbers above. 9th Gen Core i5 versus 8th Gen Core i5. Not much. While Core i7 buyers get a mild uptick, those who buy moderately priced laptops in the Core i5 section get even less. The 9th Gen Core i5-9400H pushes almost exactly the same clocks as the 8th Gen Core i5-9400H. The far more popular 8th Gen Core i5-8300H can look up enviously at the whole 100 MHz in base and turbo boost clocks in the 9th Gen Core i5-9300H. That works out to a 4% and 2% clock bump respectively. And yes, when we looked up the definition of meh, it literally said Intel's 9th generation Core i5 laptop chips. 9th Gen Core i9 versus 8th Gen Core i9, the chip you've been waiting for. The good news for those who can afford it is the new 9th Gen Core i9. It should, mostly, offer a serious performance shot in the arm with its i-core versus the 6 cores of the 8th Gen Core i9 chip. The 9th Gen Core i9 also gets separation from the now pedestrian Core i7 by being the only CPUs to feature 8 cores. The 8th Gen Core i9 disappointed many because it featured the same 6 cores as the 8th Gen Core i7 parts. That meant the only difference between a Core i9-8950HK and a Core i9-8850H was clock speed. Even worse for the 8th Gen Core i9, it could only hit those high clock speeds in laptops with decent cooling like the spacious Alienware 17 R5. When you stuff the Core i9-8950HK into, say, a 4-pound MacBook Pro 15, disappointment happened. Here's how fast the 9th-gen Core i9 will probably be. What we should see from the 9th-gen Core i9 CPUs is a very decent performance upgrade for multi-threaded applications. Even single-threaded and lightly threaded loads should see a bump. If you're worried about those scary base clock speed decreases in the chart above when comparing an 8-core 9th-gen Core i9-9980HK versus a 6-core 8th-gen Core i9-8950HK, we don't think it's going to be a big deal. Based on our experience with Intel's 8th-gen chips, they barely hit their base clock speeds. If the laptop maker does its job and the chip is properly cooled and powered, it'll stay far north of base. In situations where the CPU is indeed pushed heavily through 8 cores and 16 threads, it is likely to run at lower clock speeds than a similar 6-core 8th-gen chip. But because it's using more cores, it'll probably still finish the chore in less time. With its higher turbo boost clock, the 9th-gen Core i9 chips will likely also run at higher speeds than the 8th-gen Core i9 under single-threaded and lightly threaded tasks. At least that's our forecast, assuming the laptop maker cools and powers the laptop properly. We can tell you that not all will. An 8-core i9 in a 7-pound gaming laptop is going to behave far differently than an 8-core i9 in a 3.9-pound laptop.